But I want you to back it up to Genesis 22. And I want you to see verse 4. Because we talked about the third day. And in the Amplified, it says, "And on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in a distance. Abraham said to his servant, 'Settle down and stay here with the donkeys. And I and the young man will go yonder and worship and come again to you.'" So, a lot of times we have, or I had, a picture of Isaac being a kid. But he was probably around 25. Okay? No, I'm not kidding. The footnotes in the Amplified on the word S, Isaac, who was perhaps 25 years old, Josephus wrote, shared his father's confidence in God's promise. Was not his very existence the result of God keeping his word? Genesis 17, verses 15 through 17. So, see, I'm going to tear down some of those religious brain things.
You said Genesis
17. See,
my Amplified doesn't say that.
Mine does.
Abraham was not lying to his servants or trying to
That's the
devices.
Q. That's Q. Go down to S.
No, it is S.
Oh, it is
S. It is S, yes. He believed God, who had promised him that this young man's posterity was to inherit the promises made to Abraham.
Yeah, that's the first Genesis 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say Josephus said?
Josephus said he was 25 years old, approximately. So,
now that's over here.
Huh?
I see that. Isaac, who was perhaps 25 years old, according to the ancient story.
Yeah. So, you see, we're taking away, that's my hope today with this scripture. It's the provision, but it's to take the truth and let the truth speak for itself, because Jesus is the truth. And sometimes we have these mental pictures that this kid had no idea what was going on, and it's so dumb. You know what I mean? Now, I remind you that Jesus did not have his life taken from him. He willingly laid it down. I'm going to hit you hard, but I believe Isaac knew and was willing to let himself be tied up. I don't think there was a struggle. Because they were both going there together. Everything is established in
two.
The Son, Jesus Christ, was in total harmony with the Father's plan. Abraham, I believe, had instruction, but his son heard of it. And he questioned him. But they declared faithfully together, God will provide. He provided a lamb, didn't he? So I'm taking us out of, hopefully, the religious concepts and making you see things, hopefully, that will awaken you that, hey, this was a double anointed agreement by Abraham and his son. They weren't going on that mountain and coming back without fullness of Christ, fullness of the anointing. And see, a lot of times Kim has a problem. I'm talking about me now. I had a mental picture that this was a boy, 13, maybe 12, maybe 7, maybe 5, not 25. He could have been 30. We don't know. But the bottom line is, he was a full adult male. I and the young man will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Then Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, verse 6, and laid it on the shoulders of Isaac his son, and he took the fire, that is, the fire pot in his own hand and a knife, and the two of them went on together. I would stress harmony. I would also stress that the wood went on his what? Back. Jesus carried his cross where? There you go. Shoulder, back, whatever you want to use. Isaac said to Abraham, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Isaac said, see, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt sacrifice? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went on together. Do you think the son knew at that point that he was the offering? I don't think so. I think the agreement had to come after that. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there. Then he laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar of the wood. Matthew 10:37 confirms it. I believe that's when the agreement came. I believe that when the son Isaac agreed with his father, go ahead and do this, because we're going to just obey the Lord no matter what. How many of you have ever just gotten to that place where you said, okay, God, I don't care how difficult it goes, I am going forward with you.
Yes.
Put your hand up. Look around. Every one of you has made those decisions. Every one of you has made that quality decision. Is it possible that Isaac was old enough and had been trained by his father in the ways of faith that he could believe for the miracle as well? Did Jesus declare that he would rise on the third day?
Yes.
Was it believed? No.
No, it wasn't believed.
It wasn't believed. They couldn't digest it. Was Isaac able to believe that he would be able to be the sacrifice and still come back to life? I believe they had a trusting alliance. So what I'm saying to you is, get a new awareness of what the Father was watching between these two men of God. One that's 125, and the other one is 25. The one that's 125 knows that this son is a son of a promise. He's not an average son. He's not a son of the flesh. Ishmael was a son of the flesh. If you keep on going, you'll even see that Ishmael helped when his father died at 175 with Isaac. They were together to bury him. He also got married again.
Who?
You mean who?
Who got married again?
Abraham.
Just a moment.
Oh, come on now, girl. You didn't know that?
At 125?
All right. Chapter 25, verse 1. I figured you guys were going to question me. Abraham took another wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shauah. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan, the son of Dedan, and the Ashurim, Letushim, and Leumim, the sons of Midian, etc. Verse 6. Excuse me. Verse 5. Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of his concubines, Hagar and Keturah, Abraham gave gifts, and while he was still living, he sent them to the east country away from Isaac, his son of promise. The days of Abraham's life were 175 years. Verse 9 says, and his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in a cave, etc. Stories are wonderful, but the truth is so much better. Would you give the Lord a clap offering? Say, there's more than life that we've understood. Are we ready for eternity now?
Yes.
Are we ready for rejuvenated bodies?
Yes.
Are we ready for recreated bodies?
Yes.
Instead of getting more wrinkles, how about you getting us younger look?
Yes.
Come on, teenage girls. Yes! Come on now. What am I saying to you? Letting God be God is the most important part. I've blown some things on you tonight that I didn't expect.
I just saw you.
Huh?
I have a headache, and that's true.
No. You have a new mind being.
My head is a little overfull.
Mary Jo, why do you think God brought you here?
Oh, I'm not quite sure now. I think I have to double check.
How many of these girls do you think that they had the same problem? Okay? Look at me. I'm not normal.
Oh, I'm
You knew that.
Again. Recreate.
That's the one I still have a little issues with.
He's going to get rid of everything that the darkness ever created, from the beginning of Adam all the way up to now.
I can understand him recreating everything, okay? But Pete said to me one day, the Lord, if he chose to, could redo your body where you can have kids again.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him like, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, there, you know?
You'll find that Abraham couldn't function. And his wife nailed him to the wall and said, go ahead, sleep with the maid and see what happens. Because she wasn't afraid.
Just
she knew he couldn't function.
I think about that every once in a while. I do think about that every once in a while.
Well, of course, you should.
He was no fool.
No.
She says to him, go ahead and do it.
Right. It ain't going to work. It's never worked for me.
You know,
so.
What I mean is, what man's going to say, oh, no, I don't think I should do that. Is what I'm trying to say.
He's going to be a man of the Lord. He really has
right,
to be
really.
Of the Lord.
Now, wait a minute. That's proving to you that he was flesh and blood.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. But well, it also says that God wasn't so lined up into a religious skinny brain that he could show him that, yes, he could function, but that this child was not the child of promise. That he was about to do something that nobody had ever done, which was renewing him at 100 when he was fully dead, and to renew her at 90 when she was fully dead. You know, physically.
I get that.
All right?
I just.
Yeah, I know. I gave you another hope.
Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Yeah, but.
I didn't see him doing it.
But remember now, go one step further when he marries his third wife, Keturah, and has 5 or 6 more kids. So, you see, our skinny brain says, well, if we are children of Abraham by faith, can we have the same faith for ourselves? God will make provision for what? Well, provision for my oil bill. That's what Christians think. Oh, the electric light bill, or the insurance bill, or the car bill. What about your body? See, that's what I'm struggling with. I'm struggling with, can he do it for me? And with the legalism that we brought up with, we have this crazy thought pattern that says, well, if I do everything perfect, then he'll heal me. Baloney. He's already healed me. He's already made provision. Does he have to go back to the cross again?
No.
Does he have to get whipped again?
No.
No. So where's the problem? It's not with him, it's with me. Okay. Oh, I'm getting older. I look at the mirror. There's another wrinkle. Oh, my God. What about next year? Come on, girls. All right? It happens to men just as well as women. Okay? It does. They just don't speak quite so loud.
Right, they don't.
You know, they won't speak. They'll mutter.
Boo, 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 boo.
Come on. It's the truth. They feel like they're less than a man because they can't function. I mean, all these truths are there. But the real truth is the Lord can take a dead body, literally, because let's face it, did Lazarus have any faith?
No.
How much faith did Lazarus have? He'd been dead 4 days. He stinks. He smells. Oh, his faith must have been intense. He didn't have any faith at all. It was Jesus who had faith for him. His friend. Is he your friend?
Yes.
Is he my friend?
Yes.
See, do I qualify myself? Will he make provision for my body? God will provide for my body. God will provide for my healing. God will provide for my finances. He'll provide for everything. We just got to get the limits off. Shove them aside. All the limitations, throw them away. Okay? Can you do that right now? Close your eyes. Say, I'm going with the promise. The Lord will provide. It is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord,
it shall be provided.
Hallelujah.
He's going to multiply
and make me fully alive.
Whatever parts have failed,
whatever parts are not functioning,
He will restore.
He will recreate.
Because he loves me that much.
Help my unbelief, Lord.
Help my unbelief.
Amen.
He will provide.